This is KUT. Starting in January, you won't be able to have your phone in your hands while you're driving your car or while riding your bike. The Austin City Council passed an ordinance Thursday that expands existing rules against texting while driving. KUT's Joy Diaz looks at what Austin drivers think of the ban and how police plan to enforce it.
First, meet the self-professed addicts. Brett Gavin was on the phone while driving his red Dodge Charger. The first words out of his mouth when I caught up with him at the red light, I love my phone. But he sent a message for his kids just in case they're listening.
Not a good idea to text while you drive.
Just like Gavin, many people go around with their phones glued to their hands.
My name is Joel Ponasuya. I'd say I'm pretty addicted. Usually I'm on social media, so Tumblr, Twitter are what I use most frequently.
My name is Mickey Hallam. I don't get off of it. I should, but I don't.
What do you use it for?
Oh man, there's many things I use it for. Texting, I call people, internet now. So yeah, there's a lot of things. Maps, if you need a location, ATM, restaurant, coffee shops, it's all right there at the palm of your hand.
Starting in January, if you're in your car or riding your bike, you'll only be able to use your phone as long as you do it with a hands-free device. Austin Police Assistant Chief Brian Manley says,
it'll be a Class C moving violation, but the actual fine schedule has not yet been established. A Class C offense can go from $0 to $500.
So what do Austinites think about the new rules?
My name is Chandni Rajnikant. Cell phone ban while driving? Yeah, I think it's very good because I'm from India and we already have it there, and they impose very strict fines ever since I came here. I've been watching the news every morning. There is some kind of accident on the highway. So I think it's a very good move.
My full name is Amy Moffitt. That's full enough. I think it's awesome. You see people constantly like swerving into your lane or whatever, and you look over and they're on the phone.
Some people, like Leon Walls, will have an easier time transitioning into the new ordinance. Walls is a delivery truck driver. He spends the better part of his days behind the wheel, but he's not tempted by his phone.
I lost a lot of friends to accidents as well, too, of cell phone use, so I will pull over on the side of the road if we have to.
And that's exactly what city officials and police want you to do. As long as the vehicle is not moving, you're free to hold your phone. Joy Diaz, KUT News.